Yeah, in the ATI Player Spotlight, who better than Dante Moncrief to kick off the season? Tell you what, man, game week finally here. It's been a long, strange preseason, but now we start playing for real.
Oh, yeah, man, it's time to get to it. I mean, preseason over. The real bullets about to start flying now. So, I mean, we're just ready to get out there, compete, and get the fans a show.
How different is the mindset for you now? I remember you as a young guy coming in as a rookie, but now we can start almost calling you a veteran. This is going to be a big year for you.
Oh, it's a huge year. I learned a lot about the game. The game's slowing down now. Know more about the playbook, and I'm starting to learn how to read coverages more and make the game much easier. So, I mean, it's going to be a big year. I've got to take a lot of pressure off T.Y. and Andrew.
Is that something that players don't, and maybe fans don't understand, the difference between college and pro, how much more mental it is than just going out there and being more physical and more talented than players in college?
Oh, yeah, it's way different than the league. NFL is more mental than physical, so you gotta be able to do it, and you already got to have it in your head before you do it. So, I mean, before the play even goes, you got to know the coverages and what you're expecting and how you're going to run your ride and win.
A lot of fantasy football drafts have been going on, and your name has been flying around like, hey, man, got to get that Moncrief. This is going to be a breakout year. Do you feel like this is a year? You talk about the mental aspect, the physical aspect. Do you feel like this could be a special year for you? Obviously, it's all about the team, but as you as an individual, what are your expectations?
My expectations are high. I've been working hard, learning a lot of things from T.Y. and still talking to Reggie. And he telling me about my game, how to work on my game and get better. So, I mean, I feel like this is going to be a great year. Just got to go out and compete and make those hard catches with Andrew and gain trust.
Everybody knows on the highlight reel, you see the big plays, the long plays, the touchdowns. But how important is that intermediate game? Maybe you're just moving the chains. Maybe it's not the biggest play of the game, but it's a big play for a particular drive.
That's huge. Those third down catches, getting that first down, keeping the chain moving, yards after the catch for Andrew. I mean, it's going to be a big thing. It's not just touchdown, like you said. I got to be able to move the stick sometimes, too.
You talk about Reggie Wayne, a guy that's going to be a horseshoe member for life. And that's pretty interesting. He's following up with guys, young guys, following in his footsteps. How critical is that relationship for you?
I mean, it's good. It's a great thing. I mean, he takes me and T.Y. all the time. I mean, he just tells us, man, keep the legacy going, and that's what we got to do.
This wide receiver core, obviously, T.Y., you, Philip Dorsett, we know we got the speed. We know we've seen the hands. How dangerous can this group be when you go out there and thinking about, wow, team's got to prepare for not one, not two, but three of you guys?
It's scary. It's a lot of speed. Young guys flying around, wanting to make plays, and not scared to go across the middle. It's hard to press us when you got a lot of speed like we got.
When you think about Andrew Luck, obviously everybody wants to watch him coming back healthy. We got a glimpse of what this offense could be like with Rob Chudzinski and Andrew against Denver last year, and that was a nice result. What have you seen in this preseason, and how excited are you to showcase what this unit will be all about?
It's gonna be fun. I'm ready for the game. It's a lot of stuff people haven't saw. And I'm just ready to go out there and compete. Like I said, man, we got a lot of stuff that we want to show to the world, and we're ready to do it.
I know football has been important to your life. You talk about junior high, high school, college, but do you still feel that excitement when it's game day, now that we're talking about it's your career, but it's still a game you love?
Man, I get super excited. On the way to Lucas Oil, man, I get the jitters still. Bubba guts, all that, just like college.
Now, we've seen over the past couple of years, you've got some exciting things you do when you find the end zone. I'm hoping you find the end zone a lot this year. What kind of excitement can we see celebration-wise? Or are you going to try to keep it under wraps until you reach that promised land?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it under wraps. It's going to be a surprise, but it's a few good things coming.
Looking forward to that. And also, it's been a long time, the last three of the last 4 years, starting the season on the road, but a home game, a lot of excitement. You have to take care of business at Lucas Oil, don't you?
Yeah, you can't lose in Lucas Oil. We got to protect the house, so that's what we're going to do.